CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 megahertz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 20th of April, 2025, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Take advantage of the new RSGB membership benefits for 2025. The RSGB board has announced directors' liaison roles. The RSGB has released a 1925 bulletin containing the original announcement of the formation of the IARU. As a new benefit, the Society has teamed up with several museums to offer RSGB members discounted entry for 2025. Members can receive between 20% and 50% off admission fees at Amberley Museum, Bawdsey Radar Museum, Internal Fire Museum of Power, PK Porthcurnow Museum of Global Communications, and the National Museum of Computing. So, whether you're into engines, radar, transport, computers or communications, there's sure to be something for you. To find out more, visit rsgb.org/partner-museums. Following the RSGB 2025 AGM on Saturday the 12th of April, a brief board meeting was held. The board elected Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, to continue in the role of board chair, and Peter Boyer, G4MJS, to continue as vice chair. Both will remain in these roles until the 2026 AGM. The board liaison roles with RSGB committees, honorary officers, and the areas of RSGB strategy have also been agreed. To find out more or to see contact details for each board director, go to rsgb.org/board. World Amateur Radio Day was on Friday the 18th of April. It was also on that day in 1925 that the International Amateur Radio Union was formed in Paris. In celebration of this, the RSGB has shared a TNR bulletin from 1925 that details the original announcements about the IARU's formation. This unique document has been made publicly available for all radio amateurs to be able to enjoy. To start reading, simply go to rsgb.org/radcom, then click on the image to enter the webpage and select the Radcom sample option in the header. The RSGB website has a wealth of information available to you, and the search function is a useful tool to find what you are looking for. However, to make things as straightforward as possible, the Society has updated the contacts page on its website. If you need to get in touch about something specific, you'll be able to find the correct contact details at a glance. Each headquarters department is listed with the range of services they offer. For example, you'll see that the sales team can also help with club insurance. Membership services will help with any issues logging into its online membership portal, and the GB2RS news items should be sent to the Radcom team. Whatever your query, the team is there to help. If you need more local help, please contact your regional team representatives. Head over to rsgb.org/contact. to find out how to get in touch. Professor Gwyn Griffiths, G3ZIL, is a well-known member of the RSGB Propagation Studies Committee as well as someone involved with Ham Radio Science Citizen Investigation, also known as HAM-SCI. In celebration of Citizen Science Month during April, the RSGB has shared Gwyn's HAM-SCI presentation from the RSGB 2024 convention on its YouTube channel. In the talk, Gwyn outlines the organisation's activities, particularly during the 2023 and 2024 eclipses. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB to watch the talk now. If you'd like to find out more, join the RSGB for May's Tonight at 8 webinar, when HAM-SCI lead Nathaniel Frizzell, W2NAF, presents Space Weather We Can Do Together. Both Gwyn and Nathaniel recently won awards in the RSGB 2025 AGM Trophy Presentation. You can also get involved with HAM-SCI's preparations for a series of meteor scatter experiments in August and December. You can find further details via ham-sierra-charlie-india.org/Mike-Sierra-Quebec-Papa. Have you ever wondered about the origin of the smart doorbell? Although a modern phenomenon, it has a history dating back over 100 years. Join the latest series of The Secret Genius of Modern Life. Hannah Fry explores its early origins with a device created by Leon Theremin. Join the episode Radio Amateur Neil G4DBN Recreates Leon's Device. The episode will air on BBC Two at 8 o'clock in the evening on Wednesday, the 23rd of April. Many of you will know Neil from Season 1, Episode 1 of the series, when he recreated the Great Seal Bug. Both episodes are available to watch now via BBC iPlayer. Now for details of rallies and events. The Cambridge Repeater Group Rally is taking place on Sunday, the 27th of April at Foxton Village Hall, Hardman Road, Foxton, Cambridge, Charlie Bravo 22, 6 Romeo November. Doors open at 7:30 a.m. for traders and 9:30 a.m. for the general public. The entrance is £4. The event will include a car boot sale, trade stands, a bring-in buy area, catering, disabled facilities and an RSGB bookstore. There's a free marshalled car park. A cash and card burger van will open at 8 a.m. The venue rules take strictly no dogs except assistance dogs on the field. Go to cambridgerepeaters.net for further details and bookings. The Dartmoor Radio Rally is taking place on Monday, the 5th of April at the Yelverton War Memorial Hall, Mevey Lane, Yelverton, Devon, Papa Lima 206 Alpha Lima. Free parking is available. There will be the usual bring and buy, trader stands and refreshments. Doors open at 10 a.m. and admission is £3. For further details, please contact Roger by phone on 07854 088882 or email to echo0romeopapahotel@gmail.com. Now the special event news. The Spanish National Society, URE, is on the air to mark the 100th anniversary of the IARU. Members are active on 160 to 6 metres until the 30th of April with 10 different special event stations, including AO100 IARU. Special awards will be available as well as medals for the top participants from each continent who achieve the highest number of contacts with the stations on different bands and modes. Go to uniformromeoecho.echosierra for further details. The Portuguese National Society, REP, is also activating a number of special call signs as part of the celebrations for the 100th anniversary of the IARU. This includes CR1 IARU from the Azores, CR3 IARU from Madeira, and CR5 IARU from mainland Portugal. Members will be active on multiple bands and modes. Look out for activity until the 24th of April. Full details can be found via tinyurl.com/CharlieRomeo1 India Alpha Romeo Uniform. The Amateur Radio Society of Moldova is operating special event station ER100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April in honour of the IARU centenary. Full details can be found via QRZ.com. The Kuwait Amateur Radio Society is pleased to announce its participation in the IARU centennial celebrations. Members of the society will be operating special event station 9K100 IARU until Wednesday the 30th of April. 10 teams of radio amateurs from around the world are commemorating 80 years since Operation Manna and Operation Chowhound. The two operations were humanitarian food drops that helped relieve the famine in the Netherlands behind Nazi lines late in World War II. The teams will be active between the 25th and 27th of April on HF, VHF and the DMR Brandmeister talk groups unique to this event. A number of the teams are also welcoming visitors and arranging activities at their locations. To find details of talk groups for this event, the teams involved, as well as how to collect a commemorative award, go to Mike Alpha November November Alpha 80.radio. Now the DX News. Alder PY1SAD is active again from Georgetown in Guyana as 8 Romeo 1 Tango Mike until the 26th of April. Alder will be operating on all bands using CW, SSB, digital and satellite, QSL via EQSL and Logbook of the World. Arno DK1HV is active from Greenland as Oscar X-ray / Delta Kilo 1 Victor Kilo until Sunday the 27th of April. He'll be QRV on 160 to 10 meters, mainly SSB, using wire antennas and 100 watt radio, QSL available via his home call sign. Dom 3D2 USU is active again as 3 Delta 2 Alpha Juliet Tango from Nadi in the Fiji Islands until the end of April. The call sign is in memory of JH1AJT, no silent key. QSL via Club Logs OQRS and Logbook of the World. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 22nd of April, the SHF UK Activity Contest runs from 18.30 to 21.30 UTC using all modes on the 2.3 to 10 gigs frequencies, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 24th, the 80-meter Club Championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC using PSK 63 and RITI, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The UK and Ireland DXCW contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 27th of April using CW on the 80 to 10 metre bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. UK and Ireland stations also send their district code. The SPDX RITI contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 26th of April and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 27th of April. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. SP stations also send their province code. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, GCYLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 17th of April, 2025. Last week was characterized by increased KP index numbers and severe geomagnetic storms, peaking at G4. These drove down maximum usable frequencies and disrupted DX contacts, especially on the higher HF bands. The solar wind speed increased from 380 km a second to around 500 km a second on the 15th, and an increase in plasma density was noted as well. Subsequently, the KP index peaked at 7.67 on Wednesday the 16th, causing visible aurora alerts in the UK. This was caused by a pair of CMEs that left the sun on Sunday the 13th of April. We had a total of 22 M-class solar flares over 4 days. A CME event was inevitable. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are a feature on the declining side of a solar cycle, so we could unfortunately be in for many more. According to PropQuest, MUS over a 3,000-kilometer path fell to below 18 megahertz for long periods on Wednesday the 16th, before climbing to around 21 megs at the end of the day. Meanwhile, the solar flux index fell from a high of 170 on Friday 11th to a low of 148 on Wednesday the 16th of April. Next week, NOAA predicts that the SFI will start the week at around 145, but could increase to 165 as the week progresses. Unsettled geomagnetic conditions are forecast for the 22nd to the 24th of April, with a predicted maximum KP index of 4. As always, keep an eye on solarham.com for daily updates, but more importantly, get on the bands, which are a much more effective guide to HF propagation. And now the VHF and UP propagation news from G4YLA and G4BAO. The current period of unsettled weather looks likely to continue into the coming week. This does not mean rain every day, but periods of rain or showers with some intervening drier spells. These drier interludes are not really dominated by high pressure, just gaps between the wetter periods, so it's unlikely to produce much significant dropper. In terms of propagation, there may be some rain scatter, though it won't be very reliable. However, the prospects for meteor scatter are more promising, with the peak of the Lyrids due on Tuesday the 22nd. It's worth checking up on procedures for meteor scatter working if you've not done it before, and you may find a new part of the hobby to add to your operating schedule. Prospects for aurora continue to be raised by what seems like an almost daily supply of aurora alerts. Continue to monitor the KP index for signs of elevated values where the KP index is above 5. Radioactivity. Early signs, such as fluttery signals on the LF and HF bands, may suggest it's worth looking on the VHF bands for auroral activity. As we move towards the new season, it's good to get into the habit of looking for sporadic E. The PropQuest website, www.propquest.co.uk, shows several useful components for analysing the sporadic E prospects. If you look at the position of the jet streams, shown on the sporadic E blog tab, these can produce favourable conditions geographically to give a hint in the right direction in which to listen. The opening season typically favours 10 metres or 6 metres. EMA path losses are now decreasing towards perigee on Sunday the 27th of April. Last Friday the 18th of April saw minimum moon declination, so moon windows will lengthen along with peak elevation. 144 MHz sky noise starts this week very high, but decreases to low as the week progresses. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note that details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is for my coverage around Bristol in the southwest and all of Wales. Meetings only. On Tuesday, Blackmore Vale Amateur Radio Society has a meeting from 7:30pm held at the New Remembrance Hall, Charlton, Shaftesbury, SV70PL. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on the fourth Wednesday of each month from 8pm at The Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS28JT. Guernsey Amateur Radio Society, on Friday, the club meets at the Bunker, Beau Sejour Leisure Centre, from 7:30pm. Everyone's welcome. Upcoming on the 9th to 11th of May, the club will be operating the special event radio station GU80LIB in celebration of the 80th anniversary of the liberation of Guernsey at the end of World War II. See QRZ.com for further information. Isle of Avalon Radio Club meets on Fridays at Ivor's Paddock from 6pm. The Jersey Amateur Radio Society Club Room is now open on Friday evenings from 8pm. Mid-Somerset Amateur Radio Club meets on the second Monday of the month from 7:30pm at the Baptist Church Hall, Commercial Road, Shepton Mallet, BA4 5BU. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16-4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club. Friday sees the weekly club night from 7 p.m. with a talk starting at 8 p.m. It also sees the 20-meter antenna competition. South Bristol Amateur Radio Club is running an online foundation license course soon. For more information, visit tinyurl.com/SierraBravo Alpha Romeo Charlie 25. Thornbury and South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at The Chantry, Thornbury. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. On Thursday, Yeovil Amateur Radio Club has a meeting. Now for Wales. The next meeting of Aberdare and District Amateur Radio Society will be held on Friday the 25th of April at Herwine YMCA Hall, CF44-9RB, from 6 p.m. Aberconfig and District Amateur Radio Club has its weekly meeting on Wednesday from 7 p.m. at Tom D. Railway Club, Station Approach, Bridge End. On Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society is meeting from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society. On Friday, there is a meeting at Isowen High School, NP12-0NU. Chepstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesdays of the month from 7:30 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Chepstow, NP16-7AD. The next meeting will take place on the 6th of May. Cwmbran and District Amateur Radio Society has a club night every Wednesday from 7 until 9 p.m. at Hentliss Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. Dragon Amateur Radio Club. On Monday, there will be an Easter Monday social at Canolfan Ysgafiog. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Sonnydale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society will meet at Ystrad Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesday from 7 until 9 p.m. The next meeting of Rhyl and District Amateur Radio Club will take place on Wednesday, the 7th of May, at 7:30 p.m. at the Rhyl Yacht Club building, Kimmel Bay, Rhyl. On Tuesday, St. Tibby Amateur Radio Society is meeting at the Quartable Cabin, adjacent to Sarin Hall, SA18-3LN, from 7 p.m. On Tuesday, Uskside Amateur Radio Club will hold a club night at the High Cross Community Hall in Rogerston from 7:30 p.m. That ends this week's GB2RS News broadcast, brought to you by John G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSGB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, rsgb.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication because it will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.